Proclamation number 3372 of 18th of December, 1944. Working in love. Desire for God. Fulfillment. God turns to every soul that turns its eye to Him, that gives itself to Him longingly and strives to possess His love. God loves His creatures with an intimacy that also allows His mercy to be understood, which applies to the beings most distant from God. He does not rest until He has won them over. How much more will He therefore consider an earthly child that does not hide from Him but strives towards Him? For this one is close to the aim and its soul swings upwards and God lovingly inclines towards it, and this signifies the supply of strength, for the soul requires strength for its ascent, which will not be withheld from it as soon as its striving goes upwards. But it must now also express its will to God, although He knows about its will, yet it must let the will become action by practicing unselfish works of neighborly love. For through the activity of love it makes itself worthy of the supply of strength, for it shapes itself into an image of God who is love in Himself. Every act of love leads it closer to God, yet without love its will towards God is still small, even if it wants to express love in words. A perfect union with God can only take place through loving activity, yet an earthly child will only reach God if the spark of love is ignited in it, for this is the latter's characteristic, that it discerningly turns towards God. Then the human being has already been active in love, for the desire for God is God's response. Desire is expressed and fulfilled at the same time through the desire for Him. For anyone who desires God will also be looked after by His love from hour one, and his path can never again be a wrong one. And every supply of divine strength of love will result in increased desire. The earthly child will never be able to fall again, even if it occasionally threatens to become weak, for God will now guide it by the hand as soon as it asks Him for His guidance, which it already does unconsciously when it looks up to Him and admires His greatness, for the imperfect will always strive towards perfection if it is good in its innermost being and thus request strength from this perfection to become like Him. And God fulfills this request, and no earthly child will ask for spiritual gifts in vain, for they will always be given to it. God's love considers His living creations in abundance so that they can become blissfully happy and enter His kingdom. For all people are His creations which He wants to win for Himself. Amen.